Excellent. I think that is the recording going. So my name is Emily Klink, and today I will be interviewing
Audrey von Hiking.
Yes. We are doing this interview over Zoom. The date today is February 9th, 2022. The relationship between myself and the interviewee is that she is my younger cousin.
Yes.
Perfect. So just to double check with you, Audrey, will you please confirm that you have signed the form of assent and that your mother, Sonja von Hiking, has signed the form of consent?
Yes, me and my mom have.
Excellent. So then I'm just going to quickly remind both of us about the purpose for this interview today and what we're doing for this project. We are going to be doing an interview for a journal of the plague year, an archive of COVID-19. The mission of the journal is to document, curate, and preserve experiences of the COVID-19 pandemic for the historical record. It's also to offer students and educators opportunities to learn from and contribute to the archive. The hope is to collaborate with and empower diverse communities to collect, share, and interpret their own stories of the COVID-19 pandemic, and to, of course, develop a model for rapid response, born digital collecting practices, theories, and ethical frameworks. And I just want to thank you so much, Audrey, for agreeing to participate today.
You're welcome.
No problem. So just first things first, I'm really curious, what do you recall about the start of all this? Do you remember, you know, where you were when you first heard of the virus, what you sort of thought about it immediately?
Yeah, oh my goodness. Yeah, I remember I was at school and like for a few days, and this was in like March 2020, but like a few days before it all started. And my friends and some teachers just were saying like, oh, there's this illness going around in other countries. But you know, it's really minor. And then like, I remember like the exact day that it happened basically. So I think it was a Thursday. It was like after school. I had a rehearsal for a play that I was in. And my friend was there too. And at the rehearsal, you know, like the teachers were saying, like, try not to touch each other. Don't cough on each other. Like there's like a cold going around, kind of. And then, and also that night there was supposed to be a babysitter. I was supposed to be babysat. But before that, me and my friend got picked up and we went and met my mom and she was getting her hair done. And then there my parents told me that we weren't going to have a babysitter because like that night and they had canceled because what they were going to do while like we were being babysat was they were going to go to like a gala kind of thing. But like the government had just said like, no, gatherings over 250 people. So they didn't go. And then basically the next day, my sister, I had just seen her, I guess we had just visited. And then she went back to her place, in Calgary. And then she was texting my mom and she said that she wasn't feeling well. And then we thought that she had COVID. And so I didn't go to school. And then the day after that, I found out I wasn't going to school for the rest of the year. So that was kind of crazy. Yeah.
Absolutely. Goodness. Do you remember sort of what your kind of initial sort of emotions were regarding that? Like, did you kind of remember, any sort of initial emotions or thoughts about like how long it was going to last or kind of your initial reaction to the situation?
Yeah, I was kind of doubting everything until it happened. Like people were saying like, oh, we might have to go into lockdown. I was like, that's bogus. And then like Oh, I remember one of my friends texted me. We were supposed to go on a field trip to another city at the end of the year. And my friend texted me and he was like, do you think we're still going to go on this field trip? And I was like, oh yeah, for sure. Because the only way that we won't, like, basically, if, like, the only quarantine you'll have to do is if you get COVID, and that's only for 2 weeks. So yeah, we're definitely going on the field trip. And then, you know, like the next day, my parents were like, Audrey, you're not going to school for the rest of the year. I was really, really, really sad. I cried. I remember it really well. And then I was also thinking like, oh no, we don't get to go on that field trip. So it was really sad.
Yeah, exactly. So would you say that that sort of initial reaction was sort of different to how you view it now?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, if like in when it happened and I found out that I wasn't going to school for the rest of the year, I was really sad. I was crying. Very, very sad. And then now, if someone told me that we weren't going back to school for the rest of the year, I might shed a tear, but I would be like, no, that makes sense. It's normal by this point. And yeah, I would just be like, oh yeah, that, yeah.
Do you think that's also changed too? Do you think sort of throughout COVID that you've sort of had like different reactions? Because obviously you've been in and out of school a lot.
Yeah. I don't think, like, could you rephrase the question?
Yeah, totally. Would you say that, because you said, you know, at first you were sort of like, oh, I mean, it'll probably be fine, right? And then now, and then when you found out that you couldn't go to school, you were really sort of emotional and upset about that, right? Yeah. Compared to now where it's like almost like normal.
Yeah.
Weirdly, it's upsetting, but it's like almost normal. Do you think there was ever like an in-between point for you kind of throughout the pandemic?
Yeah, probably like this time last year, kind of area, like spring 2021, probably, because every time I found out that we would have to do online school, I was pretty like upset, but I was also like, it's normal.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Cool, thank you. I'm gonna move on to the second question, if that works.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can think back in your memory at all, but how would you say this sort of compares to any other health crises you may have lived through or personally experienced in the past?
I don't think I've lived through anything comparable to this.
That's fair.
So my parents told me about one time my older sister got some sort of like virus that was going around. I can't remember. I think it was like some sort of flu. But and then they were saying like that it's, even though it was like crazy at the time, it's nothing compared to this.
Totally, yeah. So what does a typical day look like right now?
Like a weekday.
Hmm.
I don't know, I'd wake up, get dressed, get ready. I'd eat my breakfast. I get my bag together. Before I leave the house, I would make sure to grab a mask. Then I walk to the bus stop, take the bus to school, and I have to sit in an assigned seat on the bus. You can't sit wherever you want. And then I get to school, and it's kind of a normal morning, like for middle school, you know, it's normal, like we get to walk around and stuff. Yeah, and then I just go into class when the bell rings and I do my work. And then at lunch, I hang out with the same people every day because I don't have that many friends because we can't really interact with the other classes. But I do, yeah, I hang out with like the same people all the time. And yeah, and then in the afternoon, I continue with my classes. I have gym in the afternoon, and in gym, we still have to wear masks, but which is kind of unfortunate if you're like exercising. And then after school, sometimes I'd have rehearsal. I had rehearsal today. And yeah, we just go through everything and with our masks on it. Yeah, it's pretty much a normal day, but I have to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Would you say anything about that routine that you just described has changed throughout the course of the pandemic?
Yes, very much so. Yeah, like at the beginning of the pandemic for the first few months, I'd like sleep in, take advantage of it. I'd go to my online, my one online class with my homeroom teacher at like 10 a.m. And then I get all my work done by 11, which was not that much work because I got it all done by 11. And then I would just like be bored and watch YouTube and stuff for the rest of the afternoon. I remember one time I made a like gigantic like board game with my younger brother that took up the entire living room. So yeah, that was the beginning. Throughout last year, like the last school year, I think I woke up a bit later than I do now. And I would just wear like whatever was there. I didn't really put that much effort into my outfits compared to now. And then I would just, oh yeah. And the last year during school, we would like sit in the same classroom all day while our teachers came to us. And it was like torture. And we have to like stay in our classroom for lunch and stuff. But now we can like we go to all our classes in different classrooms and we can like hang out wherever we want at lunch in the mornings. And so, yeah, I think slowly throughout the last year and a half, 2 years, my like routine has gotten from like lazy to a little bit less lazy, but still lazy to like a little bit closer to normal.
You've mentioned sort of plays and sort of extracurricular activities a little bit. Has that changed throughout the course of the pandemic?
Definitely. At the very beginning of the pandemic, I was just finishing up with a play that I was in. And COVID hit at like the 20th show and we had 6 more shows to go. But I couldn't do those obviously because there was a pandemic. And so that got cut short. And then during the last school year, we didn't have a play. My school always puts on a play every single year. And last year we didn't have one, which was really sad. And then this year we do have a play. It's a little bit less than the last one. Rehearsals, like we're coming up on show dates. I think we're performing in March and, but we're still not like grinding as hard as we would have in the last one, and we're definitely not farther along than the last one. And then rehearsals are more spaced out, stuff like that, but it's still, you know, a play. And that's kind of all I do for extracurricular. Actually, no, that's a lie. I take music lessons, singing lessons to be specific. At the beginning, that like I started taking them in November, like last year, like in 2020. And I used to like have to do them on Zoom, which was kind of unfortunate because that means like I met my teacher on Zoom. And I did online lessons up until like July 2021 when I finally started doing in-person. So now I'm doing in-person, but that, yeah, that's changed. And I also did gymnastics, but then I stopped when COVID hit, and then I only just picked it up recently again. So yeah.
Thank you. So would you say, are you spending more or less time inside or outside the home?
Like than the beginning of the pandemic or like before?
Both, if it's changed.
Mm-hmm. Probably. And right now I'm probably spending a lot more time in my house than I was before the pandemic, because before the pandemic I was also in elementary school. Which is in a neighborhood, so my friends at the time lived by, and like all the time we would hang out after school and I would go over to my friend's house and we would like hang out for hours, and then Some days I'd have gymnastics. Some days I also used to do piano, so I would do that. And then now I like barely hang out with my friends outside of school, except for one of them who still lives by me. But I still get out of the house enough.
Yeah. Would you say how, like, the way in which you spend time with your friends has changed at all?
I just had a thought because you're talking about, I heard the word friend, and you had one friend you didn't see for a year.
Yeah. Ago. Okay.
So that just, I just thought that's worth sharing.
I did have it. That I did not see for a year and a half. One of my best friends in elementary school, his parents were like super, super strict and paranoid. And he literally like, I mean, I don't want to say he didn't leave his house because he did, but he like very, very, very rarely left his house for a year and a half. And I barely saw him. Like he would only go out for like weekly walks. And then sometimes he would like, and when he went for out for weekly walks, he like had to wear a mask and stuff. So yeah, I didn't see him for a year and a half. And then I finally saw him a few times at the end of last summer, and then he had to move away, so that was really unfortunate.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Goodness. Would you say that, because you mentioned, you know, you used to sort of pre-pandemic, you know, spending a lot of time like inside your friend's house, would you say like the way you spend time with your friends has changed now?
Yeah. I mean, now when I hang out with my friends, it is like kind of normal. We do like go into each other's houses and stuff, but earlier in the pandemic, like before, basically from like March to Christmas 2020, like whenever I went and like hung out with a friend, we would hang out like in their garage or in my garage with like the door open, and we'd have like lawn chairs that we'd sit on, and we'd be like 6 feet apart, and like in our backyards and stuff all outside. I remember at the end of June 2020, there was like this, like they tried to do like a variety show for the kids in my grade that they performed in, which was a tradition at my school, but we couldn't really do that normally, so we did it online, which was really awful, and I regret what I did for it. But mine was basically a bunch of random clips of me and my friends just like doing random things, being socially distant. So yeah.
Would you say that like the internet, or like did you ever get to like hang out with them virtually during the pandemic, or did that change at all from before?
I never really like actually like texted or FaceTimed like any of my friends up until like quite recently, actually. I don't text people. I don't know why, but I remember in the last school year, I would, when I was in like grade seven, I had some friends, and a few times we were like, and we were pretty close. We're not close anymore though, but we were pretty close. And I made friends with them like at school in that grade, but. And we would often like, we would talk about like later, once this is all is over, we should like all hang out one day. And then one day we decided like we wanted to have a sleepover, but we couldn't, obviously. And so we had a virtual sleepover, and we all like went on Zoom together, or FaceTime, I can't remember what it was. And then we just like talked and like on FaceTime until like whenever we went to bed, and then we kept being on FaceTime through the night, and then woke up on FaceTime still. Yeah, that was a little fun. Yeah.
And I know you've mentioned, oh, sorry, continue.
I think that was one of the only times, I guess, that I hung out with my friends like virtually, because like I said previously, I just don't text my friends.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use like video games or something like that to hang out with them? I know you've mentioned playing like Roblox with your brother.
At the beginning of the pandemic, and also still like kind of recently, I'd FaceTime one of my friends like a lot, and we would just play Roblox together for hours. And then whenever we hung out like in our garages or in the backyard, socially distanced, we would just be on our iPads playing Roblox together, and it was fun.
Cool. I'm trying to think. How are you, or I guess your family, how are you getting supplies like groceries or medications right now with the way the restrictions are?
We just go and get it, I guess. For groceries, we just go to the grocery store with masks on, obviously, and get our stuff. I go to the grocery store a lot with my parents. I just like being there. We just go and get it. And then for medication, we've actually had to get a lot of medication recently because I had a problem with my eye. And we would just, like, we get the prescription from the doctor and then just go to the pharmacy and give it to them. And then a few hours, a few days, maybe later, we pick it up.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say then are you doing in your spare time? Has it changed at all?
Yeah, not very much, but it has. At the very beginning of the pandemic, again, I tried to be really creative and I did a lot of cool things. Like I said previously, me and my brother made a big life-size board game where like we were the pieces and it took up our entire living room. And that was pretty cool. And that took like an afternoon. And then we would also make tons of chalk drawings on our driveway. And I can't quite remember everything, but I did try to be like pretty creative. I remember one thing actually. During spring 2020, I downloaded this app that I still have and I still use sometimes. And it's like a video editing app, and there's a feature you can buy, which I bought, where like you can basically like, I don't know exactly how to explain it. I just do the steps. I don't exactly know what it does, but I think you can like erase kind of half or how like however you want of like the screen, and then you can like put another video like into the part that's erased. And so basically I would do that all the time, and I would like put multiple of myself, and I still have like tons of videos in my camera roll of just like tons of myself just being like, yay, there's three of me. But I definitely did that a lot as well. And then compared to now, lots of the time I just spend my free time just like in my room watching YouTube or reading or just texting my friends.
Nice. Is there anything that you miss?
I had three, no, two. I had two. One of them was right before, but I had two friends move away during the pandemic. One of them moved back, but so I had two friends moved away and I definitely missed them. I miss like, I don't really know. I miss like a lot of stuff. I miss like, me and my friends would like, there's like a convenience store. There's like a Circle K near my house and it's right next to Tim Hortons. And all the time me and my friends would like go walk to the Circle K and hang out at Tim Hortons, and we'd just do that and like hang there for hours, and it was really fun. I definitely miss that. And I miss like, I don't know, just like kind of everything. I miss like going to church. Like I still go to church now, but like it's just not the same. because we're all just like in like different pews. Like there's one pew, then there's a closed pew, and then there's another pew with people, and then there's a closed pew. So we're all like spaced out and we're all wearing masks. It's just not the same. Yeah. I think I just miss like everything how it used to be in general. Oh, I also used to travel a lot and I still do, but it's just not the same.
What would you say is the mood among sort of your family and your friends? How do you think they're responding to this?
I think like it's just kind of the same. Like at this point, like it's all like everything is just normal now, unfortunately. I remember like at the beginning, I guess, there were tons of different views. Like some people, like my friend's parents, didn't want any human interaction. Some people were like, oh, this is nothing. I'm gonna go hang out with all my friends. But now everyone's just like, I think, kind of adapted to it. And just been like, yeah, I hang out with people every once in a while. I talk to people every once in a while, you know, and it's just everyone's kind of the same.
No, that's fair. How do you think sort of, I mean, obviously your friends would be included in this group, but how do you think sort of your experience of school has changed throughout the course of the pandemic?
It's been crazy. I've had one and two halves, so basically two kind of three school years. During the pandemic, I had the end of grade six and then grade seven, and then like halfway through grade eight. And each one of those years was totally different. Like at the end of grade six, we were all like super online. And like, we were all just trying to stay optimistic. We like barely saw each other through Zoom. We'd have like one meeting a day. And it was all online throughout the like March through June. And then in grade seven, it was like super restricted, like at school. And we would all just like stay in our classrooms. Like we'd get to school, go straight into our classrooms, don't walk around. We did not have lockers. We would keep our backpacks with us by our desks all day, and we would just sit at the same desks all day while our teachers came through and rotated classroom to classroom instead of like us going to our classes. And like at lunch, we just stayed in our room and watched movies. Yeah, and then now it's like basically kind of a normal year. There's some things that we don't do. I don't actually know what they are because I'm in a new school now, but there were, I guess, some like traditions that my school has that we haven't done this year, but for the most part, it's basically a normal year. We just have masks on.
So pretty big changes throughout lots of sort of different periods then.
Yeah.
Has vaccination changed your everyday life or your view of the pandemic?
Yeah, kind of. No, I don't know what like you mean by for my view of the pandemic.
Just like, has it changed sort of your life or your sort of your everyday routine being vaccinated?
Yeah. So yeah, I am vaccinated, and like it's kind of like I never really noticed it because I am vaccinated. So like it's not something that I'm like, oh, this is so different. But like I said, I take singing lessons, and whenever I go to my singing lessons, I think I have to like show, well, I don't have to show the person, but there's like a person at a desk that they put at the door, and you have to go through a certain door. There's two doors to the building, and you have to go through one of them. And there's a desk with like a person there, and they have a list of like all the people who they have like who are there like weekly and stuff who've shown their vaccination. So I just go in and they're like, what's your last name? And I'm like, Von Hiking. And they're like, they check the list and like, all right, you can go. But like the first time that they had the list, I like had to go in and like, show them my vaccine proof. Whenever my family like goes out for dinner, I have to show my vaccination proof. We went to the States recently, and I had to, I Actually, I don't think I had to show my vaccination proof, but that was definitely something we were expecting. I think we like got through airport security and then we're like, did nobody asked us to show that we were vaccinated? I think they definitely meant to. So I guess being vaccinated has like let me do a lot of things. There's not really anything that I like notice because I'm vaccinated, but it's just like, oh wow, I wouldn't be able to do that if I was not vaccinated.
Yeah, totally. And I guess just as a final question, I'm just really curious to know, are there any sort of stories or experiences that sort of have stuck out to you throughout the pandemic that you want to talk about?
I'm just thinking.
Yeah, take your time.
You mean like my stories? Do you mean like things that's happened to me?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like, I guess one of the biggest things was my friend who was locked up.
Yeah.
I already mentioned that. Everything about like friends, I guess. Because like in elementary school, when I was like, when this was all starting, I had a lot of friends. Basically, like my whole class was basically my friend, except for like a few really annoying people in my class. And then once we locked down, I kind of only had like a few friends that I still like texted and stuff. And then grade 7, I only had like a few of those few friends. And then like I made a few more friends in grade 7. But then by the end of grade 7, we weren't friends anymore. But then now in grade 8, I have quite a few friends actually. And they're all in like different classes and stuff. But so that's just kind of crazy how much like a pandemic can change just like something as little or and as big as just like how many friends you have. Yeah.
Has the pandemic changed anything? I mean, you mentioned how it's sort of harder to make friends almost sort of in the pandemic when you guys can't be in person together all the time. Has it sort of changed how your family spends time together?
Yeah, actually, I think quite a bit. I can't totally remember because it was 2 years ago, but I think like at the beginning of this, not at the beginning of this, but like before this, I'd like get home and I would tell my parents like a few good things about my day, just like a highlight of my day. I'd be like, yeah, my day was good. And then I'd just be like, then I'd like hang out with my friends and then we'd like, then I'd come back and we'd just have dinner together and then I'd be in my room or something. I don't know. But like now, whenever I get home, like the first thing that I do is go to one of my parents, whoever's like not in a Zoom meeting, and I just tell them every single detail about my day. And then I like hang out sometimes in my room, but rarely in my room. I'll usually hang out like in the living room or in like the kitchen or just some sort of communal space, even if I'm by myself. And I'll just wait for people to come down and I'll hang out there by myself and then we'll have dinner. And then I might go up to my room, but like, yeah, I don't know. We're just like, I feel like we're closer now because we've kind of had to spend more time together. And I also think me and my brother are a bit closer because we definitely used to fight a lot. My parents said that we don't fight a lot, at least compared to our older siblings. But I definitely remember like not really enjoying his presence, and we would just bicker all the time, but now we don't fight that much, and lots of the time, like, when we're together, instead of bickering, we're just, like, I don't know, just, like, talking to each other, or just sitting in the same room while he plays video games, and I'm on my phone, but we're not bickering all the time, yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Unless you have just a couple last comments you want to make at all, I think I'll probably wrap up. But do you have anything?
No, I don't think so.
Well, thank you so much, Audrey. Thank you so much for doing this. I'm going to stop the recording now, if that works for you.